This is Valley Sounds on 89.3 Huntsville, a show dedicated to music created and performed right here in the Tennessee Valley. Coming up, we'll have a conversation with Eddie Yesick, owner of Sidetracks Music Hall.
I wish that people would focus a little bit more on the original, because I think it could be bigger and better and just and be more nationally known. I mean, Alabama Shakes, they came out of nowhere and blew up. That was all the original stuff. So I'm glad that other people are taking notice. I just wish Huntsville would recognize.
We'll also hear tracks from Phil Weaver, Complex Flavor, Liquid Caravan, and preview music from the upcoming Local Aliens 3 music compilation.
It'll take a dying hand. Lord, make it burn blue.
This is your girl, JQ. We'll share some upcoming live shows you may want to check out. An hour of great Tennessee Valley music is next, right here after this news update. This is Valley Sounds on 89.3 Huntsville. Thanks for tuning in. It's your girl, JQ, and I'm your host tonight. This is our weekly spotlight on music created and performed here in the Tennessee Valley. Later this hour, we'll explore the ups and downs of hosting live music with Sidetracks Music Hall owner, Eddie Yesick, who will also share some tips for bands trying to break into the local scene. We'll also have our concert billboard and music from upcoming shows. But first, it's Evan Billiter with a few of his favorite local tracks.
You're listening to Valley Sounds on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. This is Evan Billiter with the Microwave Dave Music Education Foundation. I'm going to share a few of my favorite local tracks. We'll hear Liquid Caravan, Complex Flavor, and Brandon Worthy. But let's start things off with some classical guitar wizardry from Phil Weaver and Danza.
Thank you. interceptor, primed and shined and ready to pop. She's unexploded ordnance, and I'm the lizard that'll set her off. Well, she's a kid fox in the desert, caught in the heat of the day. I got six ticks to make a move before she runs away. Well, she's a powder keg in an open pit, about to bust it wide.
You're listening to original music on Valley Sounds, here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. Complex.
You know what this is, straight point. Study guerrilla war, was taught by my OG. Raised in the game, few times an OG. I was taught to keep it Cali every time I'm in the street. Educated in the East, shout out to DMV. No set tripping, just raised in different places. Razor to your faces and stayed away from cases. In my knowledge of rap, we never leave traces. Saved so many lives and say my name and graces. God flow, you can't even mess with my intro. I'm old school, you'll get played like Nintendo. So be a little careful who you select to start it with. Trust me, this ain't no OG starter kid. Pardon, darling, I'm on point like James Harden. Bernard King putting 50 on you at the Garden. I'm that nice, plus I'm colder than last night. I spit that hard white, just smoking your glass pipe. I'm gone.
Cuban keepsake since a four-track tape. Type of contact his young cats couldn't relate. Dropping bomb tracks beyond that, multi-millennium. Now I got more process for your Pentium. Radio, we entering the coming of age. Break them off with the skill, leave the people amazed. Yo, the technique perfected, observe, no makeshift. Rock with eight twists, place in these words. Fools get served when Q on the mic. Ain't too many in a life that could do it this tight. Gotta come right when I recite. Flow is nice, over fresh tunes bumping while we keeping it hype. You can play it in your system, hit them up in stereo. Break them out, they merry-go-round type scenario. The forefront of rap, too miraculous in fact. So attractive, we keep them coming back. Complex flavor. Complex flavor.
Dawn, reborn like Vietnam, start several whatever like ISIS, so keep it calm. Lyrically precise, the nicest with the pen, like a three-time convicted felon, I get it in. Hip-hop inherited, feel it all in my melanin. MCs these days is a joke like David Letterman. Eating all competitors, homies call me the predator. Anybody's thinking they better, just bring the cheddar, bruh. Corner like an NBA draft, pick out the hood. King James with the rock, trust me, the boy good. All about the prophet like Elijah Muhammad or Ellen G. White, enlighten you in the moment. Give it a culture, keep it away from the vulture. People are eager to catch you slipping and extort you. I'm eating good, but really need a bigger portion. You rap cats in trouble, too gritty for your extortion. Yeah.
Complex flavor. Complex flavor. Busters, we calling you out. Snatch the mic about your hand, leave no reason for doubt. Know a couple with the clout, so we giving up dabs. They can build a whole city from the roots and the grass. But the rest of y'all clowns, I'm at the end of my wit. All this vanity and ignorance is making me sick. So we break them off with a bit of substance. Got it in abundance, add a little flavor to your luncheon. Stay working, cause lately it seems some of y'all don't know what effort actually means. All I see is lips moving, the birds be chirping. We hear what y'all saying while we putting our work in. One thing for certain, enough is enough. For you sucker MCs, it's about to get rough. If we don't see you soon, then we will see you later.
Hey, yo, tell them who it is.
Yo, this is Complex Flavor. Complex Flavor. Complex Flavor.
Sometimes, baby, even the honeybee, Lord, it stings. Love, it'll see you through. It'll take a dying hand, Lord, make it burn blue. Love,
hope. Lord, you can crush your dream. Lord, makes life worth living. It'll take a greedy man. Lord, make him start giving. Trials and tribulations, but making up, Lord, is such a celebration. Love, love to see you through. It'll pick you up when you're down, give you a mountaintop view. Love, it makes life worth living. It'll take a greedy man. Lord, it make him start giving. Lord, love will see you through. It'll take a dying ember. Lord, make it burn blue. Lord, take a greedy man, make it start giving. He said, this is bone of my bones. Wasn't long, he said, this is flesh of my flesh. Woman, I'm here to tell you, you were born of a man. We gave you one rib. But you know, you just won't be satisfied until you've taken all the rest. Your dream. Love, love, love. God, it makes life worth living. It'll take a greedy man.
That was local blues guitarist Brandon Worthy, and Love is a Funny Thing. Before that, we heard the smooth hip-hop sounds of Complex Flavor and Bernard King. We also heard Liquid Caravan with Pucker Factor, a track from their newly released album. We started the set with Phil Weaver's rendition of Danza. You can find more information about the music you're hearing and a podcast of tonight's show at WLRH.org. Then look under the Programs tab for Valley Sound.
This is Valley Sounds on 89.3 Huntsville, our weekly spotlight on original music created and performed right here in the Tennessee Valley. This is JQ. Have you ever dreamed of owning your own nightclub? T-Mill, with the podcast In Tune with T-Mill, sat down with Eddie Yesick, the owner of Sidetracks Music Hall, to talk about the ups and downs of live music.
The up is, you know, I get to meet a lot of neat people daily, hourly, minutely. The downside, you know, a lot of headaches, you know. We just had to call Mr. Reuter because, like, that toilet just blew up and we were getting crazy on a Friday night. So that's some of the, there's a lot of headaches involved that a lot of people don't realize. You know, my friends always, you know, give me a hard time, like, man, you got the life. And, like, you don't see me clean up vomit at 3 a.m. So, I mean, like, there's the pros and cons. Don't get me wrong, I've been traded for the world. It's what I love to do and what I've wanted to do for most of my life. Which is weird to say out loud, but it's a fact.
From your perspective, what attracts bands to play at venues? What do bands look for when choosing a venue to play at?
A lot of it is how they get treated. I mean, that is one thing I've prided myself on this, because all the bands that's played here, like, man, we've never been treated this well by other venues. You know, I've heard some sorry nightmare stories from other bands on tour, like getting electrocuted trying to plug in and just crazy stuff. And, you know, we want them to have a good atmosphere. We want everybody to be comfortable. I want everybody just to feel welcome. You know, you're in my house, so, you know, come on, welcome.
What do you look for when booking bands, or looking for what attracts you to book bands?
Mostly crowd appeal. I mean, like, most of the stuff I listen to, like, I would love to have, and I have had some of those bands come through and play here, but I want it to be, you know, across the board. You know, if, you know, something that you might be interested in, or, you know, just my mother-in-law, for that matter, you know, she likes to joke, you have some of those crazy bands. I'm like, yeah, but then I have those bands that, you know, you got up there and she was up there dancing with the lead singer. So, I mean, like, yeah, I want it to be, you know, I want it to attract all types of different people. I mean, that's why I would bring in a lot of the funk bands and some of the jam bands, because I just want everybody to have it come in and have a good time.
You mentioned something very important or alluded to it, and I think it's very important. How important is it for diversity or different types of music, and to not just stick to one type of music at a music venue?
I think it's very important. I mean, we some weeks, some months, we get a little heavy on one side rather than the other. I know when we first came out the gate, you know, people were like, oh, you got that heavy metal music. And, like, not always, you know. We've gone from having Confederate Railroad one weekend, having Nappy Roots the next weekend with bluegrass and metal in between. So, I mean, every night something different. So I want it to appeal to everybody. And even if you're not, heck, there's a lot of bands I've seen, I'm not into that genre, but I'm like, man, they are really good. So I want to open the ears to do stuff, and, you know, just not only just support, you know, what you're into. I want everybody to be like, oh man, check this out.
Now, when it comes to performing, what's one of the biggest mistakes artists can easily avoid?
Honestly, just from a bystander point of view, you know, know your set list, know what you're doing, know, you know, even if you don't fly with a set list, because there's a lot of bands that just make it up, you know, by the seat of the pants, but don't have, you know, 3, 4, 5 minutes in between songs. You know, go be ready to transition, because once you start losing the crowd, then, you know, then you've just lost, you know, part of the base of that, why they're here and why we're here to have you here.
Top five, dead or alive, who would you book to perform at your venue?
Well, you know, Bob Marley is one of my favorites. I definitely would start there. Jimi Hendrix, Nirvana, Led Zeppelin. Just because of Vinnie Paul passing away, Pantera would definitely be that top five right now. So,
excellent. How do you feel about the music scene in Huntsville right now and where it's going?
Well, we've always had some fantastic talent in this town, and I'm glad that people are finally really standing up and taking notice and trying to do something to better it. I, you know, wish that people would be a little bit more open-minded, and, you know, that's why I started Sidetracks, is I wanted a place to focus on original music, because coming up, when I was playing in bands, You know, everybody wanted to hear you cover this, cover that. You know, I mean, hell, even my wife's like, hey, play Wagon Wheel for me. I'm like, baby, I love you, but I ain't doing it. You know, this is a, you know, kind of a cover town. And I know you've seen it over the years, but people are starting to take notice. You know, Rob Alger's new album, fantastic. 5 o'clock Charlie's always been one of my favorites. Their albums are great. You know, I got, you know, Charlie Howell's playing on the patio tonight, Snake Doctors. That was my thing back in my 20s when I go see him at Crossroads. You know, every Thursday night they'd be there and they were playing their music. You know, and that was my staple. So, you know, stuff like that. I mean, I wish people would take notice of what they're writing. I mean, yeah, throw some covers in there. It's fun to see your take on, you know, different songs and stuff like that. Just, these people are not human jukeboxes, but, you know, they'll play you whatever you want to hear. I appreciate them for doing that. But, yeah, I wish that people would focus a little bit more on the original, because I think it could be bigger and better and be more nationally known. Because, I mean, Alabama Shakes, they came out of nowhere and blew up, and that was all the original stuff. So I'm glad that other people are taking notice. I just wish Huntsville would recognize it.
Absolutely. Now, a lot of bands want to know, one of their biggest questions is how bands book a venue. And of course, there's different ways that everyone goes about it. But in your opinion, how does a band or a music act or an artist book a venue?
The best way is if when they reach out to the venue, you know, have links, have some representation, you know. Know what you're talking about when you're going into it. And, you know, you want to be prepared. I mean, we all try to be prepared, and, you know, it doesn't always work out. We know this. But, you know what you're trying to sell to me, you know, when you come to the table. You know, like, hey, look, this is what we're doing. This is our links. Here's our social media pages. This is how you find us. Because I've had bands send me emails. They didn't say their name. They didn't say there was no links. Like, we'd like to get what's your venue. Well, that's great. Who are you? You know, and I don't want to, you know, come off rude to them, but at the same time, it's like, you know, did you hit that send too quickly or what? You know, so that's the main thing. Just like brand yourself and just come full force with that.
That was T-Mill with the podcast In Tune with T-Mill, talking with Eddie Yesick from Sidetracks Music Hall. T-Mill asked Eddie to share a song from one of his favorite local bands. So let's hear I Won't Be There from Rob Aldridge and the Proponents. This is your girl JQ, and you're listening to Valley Sounds on 89.3 Huntsville.
Barely hanging. could see this for what it is, but that wouldn't really be your style.
Now and now. What's up, Hunts Vegas? This is Ben Job from Spice Radio Huntsville. You're listening to Valley Sounds on WLRH 89.3. You just heard The Hand from the Go-Go Killers. And up next, we'll be telling you about some awesome shows from tomorrow to next weekend. Tomorrow, the 8th, the Summer Brunch Series at the Camp continues. It's near where the old Madison Square Mall was. It's at 5909 University Drive. Next Monday, the 9th, Concerts in the Park Series continues with Alan Little, 45 Surprise, and Dirt Circus. Also Monday night, Lamont Landers will be performing 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Humphreys Bar and Grill. You can also catch some jazz with Javi Vasquez, Jacob Dumbacher, as well as Chris Bandy at Luciano's. July 11th, that's next Wednesday, Nevermind the Damage will be playing with Days of Broken Fate and Huntsville's own Black Market Salesman, which you can hear the backtrack of right now. That'll be at Sidetracks Music Hall. Thursday, July 12th, you can check out Robbie Eichmann at AM Boots Lumber Yard at 9 p.m. Your very lucky Friday the 13th shows will be Snake Oil Duo with special guest Lucy Cochran, and that will be at Carson's Grill in Owens Crossroads, not too far of a hike. But also one of our favorites, Victoria Jones, will be performing at AM Boots Lumber Yard 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Next Saturday, July the 14th, Winslow Davis will be at Humphreys, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., some great brunch over there. Ingrid Marie will be at AM Boost Lumber Yard before Microwave Dave, and that'll be 8 p.m. to midnight. The Orange Constant, Mercury Blonde, and Huntsville's Free Candy will be at Sidetracks Music Hall. The show starts at 8 p.m. and goes to 11:30 p.m. Also Saturday, Quantaphonics will be performing at Humphreys Bar and Grill, 9 p.m. to midnight. And finally, one of our favorites, the Retrovales, will be performing 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Tim's Cajun Kitchen. A big shout out to our friends online, HuntsvilleMusic.com and R Valley Events, for helping us keep our events organized. And up next, we got a track for you straight from the Retrovales, the folk pop duo from Huntsville, Alabama. This will be Madeline, recorded at Spice Radio Huntsville for the Spice Cast, which you can find on iTunes and all that good stuff. Check it out, Madeline from the Retrovales.
Well, I'm not quite good enough for them, but could you take me as I am? I feel the weight upon the wind. I dropped out of college for a dream, never went back cause it wasn't my idea of things I'd like to be. It's not good enough for some, but it is for me. Madeline, I wrote a while to send the light into your eyes again. And I believe the happiness is where we. You can't hide from me, man.
You're listening to Valley Sounds on 89.3 Huntsville.
On the table, she put four chips in my hand. I always thought that I was stable, predicting every place I went. I put it all down on the table when I was up by 16 grand. I never thought much of Clark Gable, but frankly, my dear, that handstand. It ain't enough made a fool of me, and if I seem a little uptight tonight,
not just the lack of sunlight. No, I can waste your step. You're only a loser in your head. My mind's saying black, but put it all on red. I threw my watch down on the table. I was sure his queen was dead. I was flush but was unable to see that I had been misled. And Lady Luck made a fool of me. And if I seem a little uptight tonight, it's not just a lack of sunlight. No walk away, she said. You're only a loser in your head. My mind's saying bye, but put it all on red. Should I hit or should I stay? I would have known on any other day. I never learned from my mistakes. Lady Luck made a fool of me. And if I see you a little uptight tonight, it's not just the lack of sunlight. Don't walk away, she said. Only a loser in your head. But my mind's saying black, but put it all on.
You just heard the title track from Robbie Eichmann's All on Red album. Before that, an excerpt of Winslow Davis's Awakening. And even before that, you heard the Retrovales with Madeline, recorded at Spice Rack Studios for the Spicecast. Thank you for listening. You can find more information on Valley Sounds on WLRH.org. You can tune in every Saturday night at 9 p.m. to Valley Sounds to keep up with all that's happening in your local music scene.
That was our show for this week. You can find a playlist of the music you heard tonight and a podcast of tonight's episode at WLRH.org. Just look under the Programs tab for Valley Sounds. If you'd like to send us some of your original music, contact us at WLRH.org or through the Facebook pages for WLRH, In Tune with T-Mill, Spice Radio, and No Huntsville. You can also send us mail at WLRH Music, UAH Campus, John Wright Drive, Huntsville, Alabama 35899. This is your girl, JQ. Thanks for listening, and have a great night.